This chazar l'zechnish was a bachi cheskel shayar b'nei v'am Yehuda meseches Eirin daf pei tes.
Perik kol gagois perik tishi. Zok the Mishnah b'siyata d'shmaya. Reveir says all adjoining rooftops in a city are considered to be one rishus, even though below the roof the houses are owned by different individuals, as long as one roof is not 10 tefachim above or below the next roof. The Chacham say each roof is considered to be a separate rishus. Rav Shimon says all roofs, chatzeirois and karfifois, are considered to be one rishus for items that began Shabbos in one of these areas, but not for items that began Shabbos in a house and was then brought into one of these areas. Zakta Gemara Abaye Bar Oven and Rav Chanina Bar Oven were sitting near Abaye and were discussing our Mishnah. They said the sheet of the Rabbanon is understandable because they hold it just like the houses below are separate, so too the roofs above are considered separate also. However, Rav Meir's sheet is difficult to understand. If he says that above is treated as below, the roof should be considered separate. If he says the roofs are considered one because all areas above 10 tefachim are considered to be one rishus, then why are roofs considered separate when they're 10 tefachim higher one than the next? The Abaye said, told them, you must have not heard that Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Dimi said, Rav Meir said, that whenever there are two of the same Rishus, one within the other, like a pillar which is 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high in a Rishus HaYochid, one may not even adjust his packages on it, as a gzeira they should not place things down on a mound with the dimension of Rishus HaYochid, but when it's in the Rishus HaRabim. For this same reason, Rav Meir prohibits transferring from one roof to another when one is 10 tefachim higher than the other. Rabbi explained that this gzeira only applies for stationary items, not movable items like a barrel, because that more closely resembles a mound in the Rishus HaRabim. In fact, the Gemara, a wall in between two chateres is stationary, and yet Rabbi Yehuda says, according to Rav Meir, roofs are rishus unto themselves, same with chateres and same with chafifas. That means that one may transfer items that began Shabbos in a chatzar into another chatzar without the benefit of an eir. Presumably, this is done over the wall, and we see that Rav Meir allows transferring via the wall in the Rishus HaYochid. Rav Huna bar Yehuda and Rav Shesha said he allows transfer through the entrances in the wall, not over it. Rav says, Rabbanon only allow carrying within four amos on the roof, because it's open in its entirety to the next roof. Shmuel says, Rabbanon allow carrying on the entire roof, just not from one roof to the next roof. Zakti Gemara, if the buildings are not attached, and the roofs are separated by a space, in which case we view the walls of the buildings as extending upward and separating the roofs, so all would agree that the roofs are separate and carrying is allowed on the entire roof. The Machlekes says, where the buildings are attached and the walls separating them below are covered by the roof and are not visible there. Rav says we don't view the walls as extending upwards when the walls are covered by the roof, and Shmuel says that we do view the walls as extending upwards, even in this case. In fact, our Mishnah says, the Rabbanon say each roof is considered to be a separate area. This seems to agree with Shmuel. The Yeshiva of Rav, in the name of Rav, said, the Mishnah means to say that although one may carry within four amas, one may not carry from one roof to another, even if it's less than four amas. Rabbi Elazar said when he was in Bavel, the Yeshiva Shmuel told a Braisa that the owner of each roof has only their own roof. That's the quote. This would seem to mean that they can carry over the entire roof, and it's a proof to Shmuel. Mara says we can answer like we can answer this price, like we answered the Mishnah, that although one may only carry within four amas, one may not carry from one roof to another, even if it's within four amas. Rav Yosef said, I never heard this halacha from Shmuel that we say good asik to even by covered walls. Abaye said you did hear it because you taught it to us regarding a case where there's a small roof adjoining a larger roof, meaning the larger roof is wider than the small roof, so the smaller roof has one side which is totally encompassed by the width of the large roof, but the large roof's sides extend beyond the small roof. So you said that one may carry all along the large roof because all agree that we say good asik on the sides of the building, and the large roof thus has three walls and parts of a fourth wall. But you may not carry on the small roof because it's completely open to the large roof on one side. You then told us, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, said that it's only usur where there are people walking back and forth between the roofs, because such traffic, when the people are walking like that, it makes the wall in between roofs to be considered to be like non-existent. However, if there's no such public traffic, then Shmuel would agree that you say good asik even though there's no visible wall. So Rav Yosef, you did tell it to us. Rav Yosef said, I never said that. What I said was, if there are actual walls around the outer sides of the roofs, carrying is allowed in the large roof, but not the small roof, for the reasons that I just gave. But if there are no actual walls, carrying would be prohibited on both roofs. Abaye said, but you told us that it has to do with the users of the roof, what you were saying, your psak. Rav Yosef said, then what I must have said was that if there is a wall that's fit for living around the outer of the both roofs, it's mutter to carry the large roof and also carry the small roof. But if there is a wall fit for living only around the large roof, the people of the large roof may even carry on the small roof, because the fact that there's no wall there shows that the people of the small roof don't intend to use it.